Let's read together Proverbs chapter 24, verses 23 through 34. Now, in this last portion of Proverbs 24, we have further sayings of the wise. You will notice from the beginning of verse 23 that we definitely have the beginning of a new subsection here in Proverbs 24. Verse 23, these things or these sayings also belong to the wise. Remember back in verse 17 of Proverbs 22, we began a section of Proverbs known as the Sayings of the Wise, which included wise sayings from other wise believers besides Solomon. These sayings of the wise continue right on to the end of chapter 24, but we see here in verse 23 of chapter 24 that the Sayings of the Wise section in Proverbs is divided into two subsections. Now, we've looked at the first subsection, which contained 30 wise sayings, and now here in the last 12 verses of chapter 24, we have six more sayings of the wise. Again, we mentioned that the noun wise here in verse 23 is plural, indicating that other inspired writers besides Solomon were involved in the writing of these wise sayings. Let's look now at these final six wise sayings under the same doctrinal point that we followed for most of the book of Proverbs. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. The first of these six additional sayings of the wise is in verses 23 through 25. Let's read those verses once again. These things or sayings also belong to the wise. It is not good to show partiality in judgment. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, him the people will curse, nations will abhor him. But those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. This wise saying is especially directed at judges, but certainly can be applied to all of us, because all of us have to make judgment calls concerning people from time to time, as parents, as employers, or as leaders of various people groups. Our judgments should be fair and without partiality. We should not play favorites, but treat everyone with equal justice. Letting the guilty go free, or just giving them a slap on the wrist for serious crimes, is not only wrong, but dangerous, because the wicked will not stop with small crimes when justice is not carried out. Now, we've seen this exhortation for equal justice in Proverbs before. I'm reading Proverbs 17, verse 15. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike, are an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 17, 15. And Proverbs 18, verse 5. It is not good to show partiality to the wicked, or to overthrow the righteous in judgment. Proverbs 18:5. Equal justice was demanded under the law. I'm reading from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. In righteousness you shall judge your neighbor. Leviticus 19:15. We see here in Proverbs 24 that if a leader judged fairly, he would be blessed. But if he showed partiality to the wicked, he would be hated by the people. Verse 27. Prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward build your house. This proverb has to do with priorities. First things first. It is good common sense, both literally and metaphorically. Before you literally build your house and furnish your home with creature comforts, you need to first plant your fields outside so that you will have food and income enough while you are building your home. Many of the American pioneers, for example, continued to live in their covered wagons until the new lands were plowed and planted. Now, looking at the proverb metaphorically, we would conclude that we should not rush into marriage and start a family without some spiritual, emotional, and financial preparation in order. Verse 28, do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, for would you deceive with your lips? What would you do if your neighbor was accused of a crime and you were called into court as a character witness? Well, I think you can see how your testimony could greatly affect the thinking of the jury and the outcome of the case. Whether you like your neighbor or not, your testimony had better be truthful and nothing but the truth. The fact that your neighbor lets his dog run loose all over your yard should not influence the truth of your testimony in any way. Or lets dandelions spread over to your yard. Or on and on we could go, right? Verse 29. Do not say, I will do to him just as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. What's the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? Well, this proverb is more than the golden rule. It includes the opposite. Do not do unto others what you would not have them do unto you. Now, we also had this truth in Proverbs 20, verse 22. Do not say, I will recompense evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will save you. Proverbs 20, 22. This proverb in Proverbs 24, 29 is also a good example of when you can take a proverb as more than a general truth stated in general terms. Remember, we said that if a proverb is backed up by the rest of Scripture and shown to be more than a general truth, then it is more than just a proverb. That is, it is more than just a general truth stated in general terms. Now, let me ask you, is Proverbs 24, 29 backed up by the rest of Scripture and shown to be more than just a general truth? Yes, it is. And we've looked at some of these scriptures before. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 45, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. From Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 45. We also have that familiar passage in Romans 12, which says, repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. From Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 19. Also, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. And also, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. From 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 30 through 34. I went by the field of the lazy man, and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding, and there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. So shall your poverty come like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. These final five verses of the chapter form the sixth extra saying of the wise, and thus the 36th. And last saying of this section of Proverbs, known as the sayings of the wise. Remember, the complete section began with verse 17 back in chapter 22. Question: why in this last wise saying is the sluggard's field overgrown and his stone wall broken down. What's the obvious answer? Laziness. Sleep is good and necessary, but not too much sleep. You don't sleep when work needs to be done, and it takes work just to keep things from falling apart. How many would agree? Even as you were working around the house yesterday, right? I just did this job a year ago. I got to do it all over again, right? So it takes a lot of work to keep things from falling apart. Now, obviously, this proverb can be applied to more than just overgrown fields and broken down walls. You know, I would always remind my students to remember Proverbs 24, verses 33 and 34, and that poverty would overtake them at exam time if they didn't study or if they cut classes to sleep in. Verses 33 and 34, once again, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. So shall your poverty come in like a prowler and your need like an armed man. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. And that brings us to our practical applications for this portion of Proverbs 24. Practical application number one, love the truth. Love the truth. Let's go back to verse 26 for this practical application. He who gives a right answer kisses the lips. Proverbs 24, 26. He who gives a right answer kisses the lips. Now, this is not an easy proverb to interpret. It seems to stand on its own and is not just linked with the equal justice of verses 23 through 25. Kissing the lips is a sign of great affection. By the way, this is the only place where kissing on the lips specifically is mentioned in the Bible. This sign of great affection in the metaphor is in response to what is right or the truth. But now, who is doing the kissing? Is the truth kissing you, or are you kissing the truth? Well, a case could be built for both, because two are involved in a kiss of affection. Everybody follow? Don't you love it when you hear the truth of God's creation, for example, spoken, or the truth of man's history explained in light of Scripture, or the truth of the gospel of God's grace? I love it. The truth has kissed me, and I have kissed the truth. Love the truth. Practical application number two, learn from the mistakes of others. Learn from the mistakes of others. Let's hope that we learn from our own mistakes so that we don't repeat them. But what about learning from the mistakes of others? Well, that's good advice too, and taught right here in Proverbs chapter 24. Where? Verse 32. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction. This wise writer saw the sad consequences of the mistakes of the sluggard, and he was instructed by it. Listen, take a look around you, and you will see the sad consequences of too much TV and too much pleasure and too little work or too little Bible study. Reflect on these cases and be instructed by them. Learn from mistakes of others.